Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I'll tell you one thing. The Panthers don't lose in overtime. They get it done. They're 7-0 in the playoffs in the extra session. That is crazy. No wonder they call them the Cardiac Cats. The Panthers win it 3-2 in overtime in game 3 of the Stanley Cup final in Sunrise last night. And they cut into Vegas's lead. Vegas won both games in Sin City. And now the Panthers answer. And they're down 2-1 in the 7-gamer. Kachuk tied it with 2:13 left in regulation to send it to overtime, where Verhaeghe had the winner. Verhaeghe with the wicked wrister, 4:27 into the extra session. And Kachuk said after the two terrible games in Vegas, quote, "I mean, they all counted us out before the final even started. We're that type of team where we know what the end goal is. We don't know how we're going to get there, but we're going to do everything we can to get there." Do you realize it's the first time they've ever won a Stanley Cup final game? They got swept by the Avs in 96, and then they lost the first two games of this series at the T-Mobile in Vegas. Barkov said, "It's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I've been here for a long time, and this is the best time in my life right now to play in front of that crowd and be battling for something you've been dreaming of since literally when I was born." Kachuk was in on both Panthers' goals in regulation. He set up Montour for the opening goal of the game in the first period. It was the first point for Montour since game 2 of the second round. He just had a baby. The guy said, "That's for my baby boy." He flew back from Vegas to Boca between games 1 and 2 to be with his wife as she had a son. Kachuk's night was crazy. About 6 minutes into the first period, he got a pass in his own zone and got lit up. Keegan Kolesar cranked him in the shoulder, knocking Kachuk down to the ice, and he didn't look good at all. He went to the bench. The trainers checked him out. Then he left the ice, went to the room, and didn't come back for a while. And it was concussion spotters that pulled him. Maurice confirmed that. He was on the bench to start the second period. He got into the game 4:26 into the second. He kept playing the rest of the game. And with Bobrovsky yanked, so they had the empty netter, they scored late. 7 of his 11 goals in the postseason have been scored in the third period or overtime. For Vegas, you know, 11 games, they've never blown a game that they led after the second period, which they did in that game last night. Their coach, Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance kid, Bruce Cassidy, is the guy with 27 career playoff games in which an opponent rallied to beat one of his teams when he had a lead going into the third period. It's only happened twice in 27 career playoff games against Cassidy. Eichel, who's the Vegas star, said, "Give him credit. They stuck around and found a goal at the end, and then they won it in overtime. Obviously, you don't want to blow a lead when you're up a goal with a couple minutes left, but it's all part of it. Nobody said it was going to be easy." It was Verhaeghe's 7th of the playoffs, and they finally win a Stanley Cup final game. Maurice said, over the course of his career, he's gotten a puck off his stick faster than somebody can react to it. When you get to overtime, nobody's beefing you for a better play. Just shoot the damn puck. How about Bobrovsky? He got pulled in game two. He was awesome. 25 saves. He had huge stops against the Knights. Barkov said he was incredible for us. Made some unreal saves in literally every period. He gave us a chance to win, and we used that chance. Tkachuk said everything is status quo. Everybody will be saying how they were leading most of the game, which they were. But at the end of the day, nobody cares how we got here. It's a 2-1 series. We came into this game just to win one game, and we did that. We're going to do the exact same thing going into game four. Obviously, one of the keys for Florida was getting Montour back on the score sheet. The guy hadn't had a point in 10 games. How about Jonathan Marchessault of Vegas? This guy's postseason, it's just been crazy. He had his eight-game postseason point streak, which is badass enough. He assisted on Stone's power play goal in the first and had a second period goal, his 13th of the playoffs. He's the third player in 35 years to score in each of the first three games of a cup final. Yzerman and Jake Guentzel did it. Stevie Y, of course, Red Wings, Guentzel, Penguins. He's got the team lead in goals and points. Stone's 4-on-3 power play goal came on a Marchessault pass from the blue line. His goal was his 9th goal on the road in the playoffs and the 5th straight road game in which he's had a goal. I mean, the guy's going to win the Conn Smythe if Vegas wins the cup. It really is incredible that the Panthers are over 10 on the power play in this series. It's crazy because they had the number 10 power play in the league during the regular season, and 27.9% in the playoffs has been staggering, but they can't get it going against Vegas. So I was looking at all the unrestricted free agents the teams are going to be going after in the offseason in the NHL. Some of the biggest names, Tyler Bertuzzi of the Boston Bruins. He's a $4.7 million cap hit. Dmitry Orlov of the Bruins, $5.1 million cap hit. Ryan O'Reilly of the Toronto Maple Leafs, a $7.5 million hit. Max Pacioretty, he eventually ended up with Carolina. He's a $5.1 million cap hit. He's 34. Tarasenko of the Rangers is 31. He's a $7.5 million hit. Patrick Kane's 34. He's a $10.5 million hit and just had hip surgery. This guy from the Knights, Barbashev, is interesting. 27, and he's only a $2.2 million hit. I think he's a good player. You got Michael Bunning, 27 years old. He's under a mil cap hit with the Leafs. JT Compher, the centerman of the Avs, 28 years old, a $3.5 million hit. The goalie, Tristan Jarry at the Penguins, a $3.5 million hit. He's 28. I can't take this guy. I really can't. 14th in save percentage. Bottom line, 12th in goals saved above replacement. I just think the guy's injured all the time and has never come through when they needed him. He never plays when it matters. He loses. I'm done with DeSmith and Jarry in Pittsburgh. I got to be honest with you. James Van Riemsdyk is available. He's a $4.2 million hit. He's 34, though. Jason Zucker of the Penguins, 31. He's a $5.5 million hit. The guy plays his ass off. And then you got Jesper Fast of the Canes. He's a $2 million hit. He's 31. Gostisbehere of the Canes. He's a $4.5 million hit at 30. And then Gudas, you've seen him playing for the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. He's tough as hell. 33, a $2.5 million hit. And some of the other guys, Evan Rodriguez, the centerman of the Avs, a $2 million hit. He's 29. Luke Shen of the Leafs, 33 years old. He's an 850 grand hit. And then there's goalies like Frederick Anderson The Canes, a $4.5 million hit at 33. Dodonoff at the Stars, a $5 million hit. He's 34. Max Domi at the Stars is 28. He's a $3 million hit. Jonathan Drouin of the Canadiens, a $5.5 million hit at 28 years old. Matt Dumba, the defenseman for the Wild, is 28. He's a $6 million hit. Ryan Graves of the Devils, I like his game. He's 28. He's a $3.1 million hit. Eric Haula of the Devils, 32 years old, a 2.3 hit. Aiden Hill, the goalie of the Knights in the Stanley Cup Final, he's a $2.1 million hit. He's 27. He's going to make some money no matter what. Damon Severson of the Devils, a $4.1 million hit at 28. Cam Talbot, the goalie of the Senators, is 35. He's a $3.6 million hit. Thomas Tatar of the Devils, 32 years old, a $4.5 million hit. The goalie Varlamov of the Islanders, a $5 million hit at 35 years old. John Klingberg, the defenseman of the Wild, a heavy $7 million hit at 30 years old. Lucic is 34. He's a $6 million hit. Sean Monahan of the Canadiens, 28 years old, a $6.3 million hit. Corey Perry's 38. He's a $1 million hit. He's old. Jonathan Quick is with the Knights. He's a backup. He's a $2 million hit. He's 37, though. Antti Ferrella-Ranta is 34. He's a $2 million hit. And then you got Bergeron of the Bruins. He's 37, a $5 million hit. The guy said he's going to quit now for 2 years in a row, and he doesn't. Alex Killorn is 33. He's a $4.4 million hit. David Krejci of the Bruins. He's 37 now. He's a $3 million hit. Jordan Staal of the Canes is a $6 million hit. He's 34. Jonathan Toews, he's had all kinds of health issues, a $10.5 million hit, and he's 35 years old. There's tons of other players available. Nick Bjugstad of the Oilers, Teddy Bluger of the Knights, Nick Bonino of the Pens, Andrew Cogliano of the Avs, Ian Cole of the Lightning, Ryan Donato of the Kraken, even Brian Dumoulin, the defenseman of the Penguins. There's going to be massive player movement in the NHL, no doubt about it.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.